the symbolism of, and the story and the prophetic nature of Daniel chapter 3 is really profound. But an entire generation bowed down and was lulled to sleep by music. It was music. It was this, which, you know, the psaltery and the lyre, and I don't even know what those are, but you know those things, whatever they were back then, I guess. Lulled an entire generation to sleep, and I believe the Lord's going to release, it's going to be through music that he awakens an entire generation. And so we're going really hard after that, have a real heart for that, just the presence of God and just the rawness of worship and all that type of stuff. But then also, our heart is really burning in a few other areas. You know, obviously the events, we have a, you know, the Lord just really started telling us, I want you, Lou Engle had come to us and said, Lou, who's been a real father in my own life personally for 10 years or so, in 2007, just said, just came to us and prophesied and said, hey, listen, what you're doing is the second phase of the call. He said the call has filled stadiums with prayer and fasting, the ministry of John the Baptist. But he said the ministry of John the Baptist must prepare the way for the ministry of Jesus, signs and wonders. And he said, I believe that he just said, you guys need to begin to point yourself towards stadiums. The Lord's going to fill stadiums. And I don't think just through us, but the Lord's going to fill stadiums with signs and wonders. That the ministry of John the Baptist, stadiums full of prayer and fasting, is going to prepare the way for the ministry of Jesus, stadiums full of signs and wonders. And so that's very much on our heart, moving towards that. Went to Chicago in August and really just had a marking time out there, an incredible time. But really beginning to point towards that. I mean, we haven't even shared this publicly, but we're pointing ourselves towards doing two more arena gatherings next summer in New York City and San Francisco. And then I don't even have information on it, to be honest with you, right now. It'll be during the summer. We kind of came off Chicago reeling a little bit because the Lord said, I'm not going to show you what to do until after Chicago, which is really impractical with a calendar, because I'm like, I need to know. It's less than a year away. But we're going to do a tour in April for 2 weeks across the United States. But then we're going to start moving towards those, because I really feel like the Lord is going to fill stadiums in America with signs and wonders. And I believe he's going to raise up this new breed to see cities taken, to see campuses taken. And then in the midst of all of that, we very much began to realize that, we very much have universities and high school campuses are very much burning our heart. I'm going to have Zach in just a minute share about that. Just very much on our heart. We just feel like we've got to see the Lord just giving us a mandate for universities, and he's given us a mandate.